This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to Game 2 of our high school basketball doubleheader tonight here on FM 106. I'm Terry Toad coming to you from Lincolnwood High School, where it's a Montgomery County matchup tonight as the Lincolnwood Lancers entertain the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Toppers 1-3 on the air, the Lancers 2-2 on this young season. We'll take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have a special presentation prior to the introduction of the starting lineups, and we'll take care of all that right after these messages.
Hi, this is Big Ed at Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling to take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil. We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yields on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Lincolnwood High School as we get ready for tonight's matchup between the Lancers and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hope you enjoyed our first broadcast tonight from Southwestern. Now let's go to Athletic Director Vern Pinkston here at Lincolnwood High School for tonight's special presentation.
If I could have your attention for just a moment, please. Before we begin the game this evening, there is a person that we would like to recognize. The Illinois Basketball Coaches Association annually inducts new members into its Hall of Fame. Included in this group are coaches, officials, members of the media, of which Terry Tote is already a member, and friends of basketball. Included from the area this year will be officials Mark Powell of Springfield and Dan Snodgrass of Chatham. Also, Art Earhart of Verdon, the man who first invented the breakaway rim, will be inducted. Joining them as a friend of basketball is our very own Wayne Angle. Wayne has been a loyal fan for many, many years. Wayne was an original member of the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, which was formed back in the 80s. Wayne and the sports boosters always make sure the athletes are recognized with a banquet at the end of the season. They make sure the banners in the gym are up to date. So congratulations to Wayne for being inducted this year as a friend of basketball. He will be inducted in a ceremony to be held the last weekend of April in Bloomington. So congratulations to Wayne.
I'd like to thank everybody for this great honor.
So Wayne Angle being inducted into the basketball, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Wayne. He's a great guy and does an awful lot of work along with the Sports Boosters organization here in the Panhandle area. And congratulations to Wayne Angle as a friend of basketball. And we might also mention that the mayor of Raymond, Denny Held, is a member of the Illinois Basketball Association Hall of Fame as an official. And Denny's dad, Daisy Hill, who for many years ran the scoreboard, did the PA, did the video recording of the game, was also inducted into the Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame several years ago. So congratulations to Wayne and that banquet coming up in Bloomington on Saturday, April the 30th. Well, let's check our starting lineups tonight. First off, for the visiting Hillsborough Hilltoppers, decked out in their black uniforms, trimmed out in the orange and white. The Toppers are 1-3 on the air, coached by Joe Vanzo, assisted by Jeremy and Chase Connor. Same lineup we saw Saturday night. Evan Malloy, a 6-foot senior. Ian Calvert, a 6-1 junior. Kiefer Thacker, a 6-1 senior. Dylan Perkins, a 6-3 junior. And Matt DeLuca, a 6-3 junior. Malloy, Calvert, Thacker, Perkins, and DeLuca for the Hilltoppers. Lincolnwood, under new coach Blake Lucas, assisted by Justin Milberg and Blake's brother Darren Lucas. Comes in with a record of 2-2. Lancers in their home white uniforms, trimmed out in the black and the orange. It'll be Jeffrey Beeler, a 5'9 senior. Brett Eddings, a 5'10 senior. Jake Leonard, a 6-foot senior. Dan Heeman, a 6'6 senior. And Cameron Snyder, a 6'3 senior. So it's Beeler, Eddings, Leonard, Heeman, and Snyder, an all senior lineup for the Lancers tonight. Lincolnwood 2-2. Hillsborough 1-3. Back with the tip in just a moment.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Drs. Alan Childs and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanchilds.com.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at Lincolnwood High School. The officials tonight for this matchup between the Lancers and the Hilltoppers, Danny Held, Chad Waterman, and Aaron Lane from the Palmer Officials Association, and my good buddy Don Huddleston, one of the charter members of the POA, has hung up the referee shoes and whistles. He is retired from officiating, and Ed will be along probably around Christmas time to join us on some of the broadcasts, and we'll say hi to HUD tonight. I know he's tuned in listening. Good to have you along, wherever you might be tonight, whether you're listening on WSMI FM 106 or on the internet, WSMIRadio.com. Dan Heeman at 6'6 for the Lancers, jumping up against Ian Calvert for Hillsboro. Topper's going from our left to our right here in the opening quarter. Lancers get the tip, and we are underway in this non-conference battle tonight. Topper's in a man-to-man defense. Edding out high to Heeman at the right elbow, and a holding foul on Matt DeLuca. DeLuca gets his first, team's first, so 8 seconds into the contest, the first foul called. And the ball will be out of bounds for the Lancers right in front of the Hilltopper bench. As Cameron Snyder gets the ball into Leonard, he'll drive down, lay it up and in. Jake Leonard gets the Lancers on the board, 2-0. We're 15 seconds into the opening quarter. Here's DeLuca for the Toppers, the Calvert. Back to Matt. Around they go to Dylan Perkins, left side of the key. Back across to Ian Calvert near the point. Ian puts the ball on the floor, pivots around after picking up his dribble, gives it out to Matt DeLuca. Boy, this is a big matchup tonight between Matt DeLuca and Cameron Snyder, two guys that are pretty bulky out there. NBC, be a great matchup tonight on the inside between the Toppers and the Lancers. Out front, Malloy. Evan drives down the lane, gives it out to DeLuca. Matt, a 17-footer, doesn't go. Heeman the rebound for Lincolnwood. Lancers lead 2-0. Have the ball, 7:08 to go, opening quarter. Beeler back to Eddings. Brett brings the ball to the left side of the key. Jeffrey Beeler in the left corner, one dribble. Looks inside, nobody there. Gives it off to Eddings. Eddings drives to the corner. He gets cut off there by Malloy. Gives it back out to Snyder, and the Lancers reset. Here's Eddings. Into the corner to Leonard. Jake's going to pop the three ball. It is no good. The ball tipped on the floor, picked up by Heeman. Dan spins around, fires it back out front, but it's deflected out of play near midcourt. It's going to belong to the Lancers. That's touched in there by Ian Calvert. First substitution of the night, Curtis Clark, a 6'3 senior for Hillsboro, as he will replace Matt DeLuca. Lancers will inbound the ball near midcourt. Leading 2-0, we're just underway here in the opening quarter of this non-conference battle tonight. There's Brett Eddings walking the ball into the front court. Across to Beeler near the midcourt stripe. Here's Leonard along the left sideline. Back to the point to Heeman, around to Cameron Snyder. He tries to go inside the lane to Leonard. The ball knocked away. Lancers turn it over for the first time tonight. Here's Perkins, a three ball. No good for the Hilltoppers. That thing was down about two-thirds of the way and came out. And the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. 6:10 to go, opening quarter. Lancers with a 2-0 lead in the basketball. Here's Jake Leonard. Pounds the ball inside to Cameron Snyder. A turnaround shot off the glass doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Kiefer Thacker for the Toppers. Out to Malloy. Back to Kiefer. Back to Evan. Evan Malloy. One dribble and a quick pass back out front to Ian Calvert. Lancers in a man-to-man defense. Here's Thacker. Around to Calvert. Calvert looks inside. Nobody open. And here's Malloy coming out. And give the ball off to Dylan Perkins. Back to Thacker at the point. Keeper leans in, tries to make a little space. A three from the corner for Perkins. Good! Dylan Perkins gets the Toppers a 3-2 lead here in the early going. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lancers back on the attack, down 3-2. There's Eddings off to Jeffrey Beeler. Back out to Brett Eddings. He speeds across midcourt. Right along the midcourt stripe, brings it to the left side. Down into the corner to Jeffrey Beeler. Back to the right side to Jake Leonard, and he traveled. Threw a little head fake and called for steps. Turnover number two by the Lancers. And off the bench, here comes Surgeon Ristic, a foreign exchange student. Surgeon from Europe, playing for Lincolnwood. Surgeon Ristic is his name. Our first chance to see Surgeon tonight. His name spelled S-R-D-J-A-N, pronounced like surgeon, like a doctor. Hillsborough with the basketball and a 3-2 lead. Here's a turnaround shot. Good by Curtis Clark. He had three men hanging on him. How about that? And a 5-2 lead for the Toppers. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood back on the attack. Here's Leonard in the right corner. Gets hounded in there by Ian Calvert. Gives the ball off to Eddings, and now a foul called against Devin Malloy of the Toppers. His first, team second, out of bounds for the Lancers on the baseline. A 5-2 lead for the Toppers with 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Trigger man will be Cameron Schneider for the Lancers. Looks like Toppers set up in a 2-3 zone on the inbounds pass. Now they scramble back out to a man-to-man. There's a bounce pass in the lane from Ristic. Knocked away, picked up by the Toppers, and off the tootsie of Dylan Perkins. So the team's trade turnovers, three for Lincolnwood, one for Hillsborough. And the ball will go back to the Lancers, who trail 5-2 with 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Brad Eddings into the front court for the Lancers. Off to Surgeon Ristic. Ristic to the top of the key. Tries a bounce pass again inside the lane. Intercepted and an outlet pass. Here comes Kiefer Thacker for the easy layup. Kiefer's first bucket tonight. Toppers lead 7-2. 4:11 to go in the opening quarter. Back on the Lancers. Here's Eddings along the right sideline. Gives it off to Jake Leonard. Jake fires the ball back to the right side. Eddings goes underneath for Snyder. Oh, a nice play, but a ball pops loose. The Toppers got a hand on it. Thacker got a hand on it, but it came loose. Heeman picked it up and put it off the glass and in for the Lancers, and that makes it a 7-4 ball game. Toppers with a 3-point lead and the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds. Toppers will get it right in front of the Lincolnwood bench. Toppers leading 7-4, 3:49 to go in the opening quarter. Thacker looking, fires it into the backcourt to Ian Calvert. Ian walks the ball across the stripe, off to Dylan Perkins, back to Calvert, around to the left side of the key to Evan Malloy. Evan puts the ball on the floor. Top of the key, out to Curtis Clark, fouled in there by Cameron Schneider. Cam gets his first, team's first, out of bounds for the Toppers. Off the bench comes Nick Brockmeyer. He's a 6'1 freshman. For the Lancers, Brockmeyer will replace Cameron Schneider. And the ball will be inbounded by Kiefer Thacker. Kiefer looking towards the corner. Now comes back out to midcourt to Ian Calvert. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Toppers with the ball and a 7-4 lead. Here's Evan Malloy along the left sideline. A bounce pass to the left elbow to Curtis Clark. Around to Calvert. Ian to the free throw line. Fakes the shot. Dumps it off to Thacker. He fakes. Drives down. Puts it up on the run. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lancers. They say last touched in there by Curtis Clark. 7-4, Topper lead. Lancers get the basketball back with 3:17 to go here in the first quarter. Pretty good crowd on hand for this Tuesday night matchup between these two Montgomery County schools. And we thank you for joining us on the internet tonight on the Network One Sports. And the Lancers pick it up, and now Brett Eddings thought he was going to be called for over and back, but the ball was deflected, and Eddings picked it up and started to walk with it, and he's called for traveling. So it does end up being a turnover. And Curtis Clark out, Matt DeLuca back in. So the Toppers will inbound the basketball, leading 7-4, 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Calvert, top of the key, nice spin move, pulls up for the jumper from the free throw line, banked it off the glass too hard. Jake Leonard with the rebound, he'll dribble the ball to midcourt for Lincolnwood. Out to Surgeon Ristic, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 6 by the Lancers. Here comes Jeffrey Beeler back off the bench. He'll replace Surgeon Ristic for Lincolnwood. A 7-4 Topper lead. Toppers coming off a win Saturday night against Carlinville. And they picked up their first win of the year. They lead it 7-4 with 2:43 to go here in the first quarter at Lincolnwood. Here's Kiefer Thacker. Around to Ian Calvert. Ian fires it back out front to Malloy. Swing it around to the right side off to Dylan Perkins. Back out to DeLuca. Matt puts the ball on the floor. Couple of dribbles. He'll give it off to Calvert. Ian fakes the three into the corner. Thacker fakes the three. Fires it back out to Calvert. Toppers are being patient. Back out front to Thacker. 2:14 and counting here in the opening quarter. Toppers with a 7-4 lead. Perkins up three ball up. Somebody got a hand on it. DeLuca gets it underneath. Now it's kicked away, and the Lancers pick it up. Turnover number two by the Hilltoppers. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Lincolnwood down, 7-4. Lancers with the ball. Leonard down the lane, dumps the ball off to Nick Brockmeyer. Back out to Jeffrey Beeler, top of the key to Edding. Hoppers in a man-to-man. Edding to the top of the key. Off to the left side to Nick Brockmeyer. Brockney, Beeler to the free throw line. Elbow. Pivots around, lost his dribble, gives it out to Brett Edding. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Toppers leading 7-4, Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Leonard. Left side of the key, working off a pick, and an illegal pick by Nick Brockmeyer. Yep. Brockmeyer gets his first personal, second team foul. Seventh turnover by the Lancers. Cameron Snyder will come back in. He'll replace Nick Brockmeyer for Coach Blake Lucas. So it's just under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Toppers get the basketball back, leading 7-4. There's Calvert out front with it. Off to the right side of the key, he lost his dribble. Now gives it back to Malloy on the left side. Back to Calvert near the center jump circle. 75 seconds to go, first quarter. Now a holding foul called against Cameron Snyder of Lincolnwood. He and Matt DeLuca were doing battle in there, and that'll be Snyder's second personal foul. Team's third. And here comes Sergeant Rustic back into the lineup, and Cameron Snyder will leave. So the Toppers line up at a stack along the right side of the lane. Thacker gets it into Matt DeLuca, fires it back out front to Calvert. Nice job of moving the ball. Thacker puts it up and rolls down and comes out. And Kiefer will get a couple of free throws. Thacker with 2 points tonight on a field goal. A foul that time on Ristic. That's going to be his first, team's fourth for Lincolnwood. And Kiefer Thacker at the charity stripe to shoot two for the Toppers. First one is in and out, no good. Don't forget, you can get podcasts of all of our high school sporting events here on WSMIRadio.com. And you can listen to them at your leisure, download them, keep them for free. Thacker with a second free throw attempt for the Hilltoppers. Shot is up, and this one is good. Kiefer now with 3 points tonight. 8-4 is the Topper lead. Lincolnwood with the ball. 66 seconds to go, first quarter. Ristic into the front court for the Lancers. Off to Jeffrey Beeler, right side of the key. Back out front to Brett Edding. Brett fakes the three, drives down the lane, and gets tripped up. I think Malloy got him. Evan will get his second personal foul. That is the third team foul, and that'll force Coach Joe Vanzo to the bench, where he will bring in Adam Fast. Fast, a 5'10 junior, replacing Evan Malloy, who just picked up the second foul. Lancers get the ball on the baseline, into the right corner to Edding. 53 seconds to go, first quarter. A lob pass into Heem, and he missed the shot from right underneath, and DeLuca the rebound for the Toppers. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Toppers lead 8-4, have the ball. Around to Adam Fast on the left side of the key, a bounce pass underneath, right into the hands of Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood. Lancers come back on the attack with about a half a minute to play in the first quarter, trailing 8-4. Here's Leonard, right side, looks for a cutter through the lane. Now he puts it on the floor, drives into the lane, and lost the handle on the ball, picked up by the Toppers' keeper, Thacker. Thacker from one end of the floor to the other, feeds off inside, now across DeLuca, off the glass and in, Matt DeLuca with the bucket. And a 10-4 lead for the Toppers, 10 seconds to go, first quarter, Lancers with a basketball. Into the right corner to Beeler with 6 seconds to go. Jeffrey with three. Drives the baseline, goes in for the shot, and he drew the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot two. And the foul called against. Now let's see. Dylan White, who checked in for the Toppers. Dylan's first, team's fourth. Dylan's a 6'1 senior for Hillsboro. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Beeler at the line to shoot two. And now we've got a violation against Lincolnwood, which takes away one of the free throws. So that wipes out the first free throw attempt, so now Beeler will get only one attempt. And the next, or the first toss, or the only toss, no good. Thackeray just heaves it down the floor after getting the rebound. And at the end of the first quarter of play, it's Hillsboro 10, Lincolnwood 4, back with second quarter action right after these messages.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Tarkett, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Holidays usually mean lots of food. If you're watching your weight, it's hard to indulge. But with farmer-owned Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, and sour cream, you can lower your fat and calorie intake, but maintain the pure dairy quality. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdun is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the square in Verdun. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Barry Toad back at Lincolnwood High School. Toppers have a six-point lead after the first quarter, 10-4. As the second quarter gets ready to get started, Toppers will have the basketball. It's Backer, along with Pfaff, White, Calvert, and DeLuca. Lancers counter with Tate Snyder, who's come into the game. Tate's a six-foot freshman, along with Dan Heeman, Jake Leonard, Jeffrey Beeler, and Brett Edding. Here's DeLuca, straight on for the Toppers, in and out with the shot. Rebound underneath, the putback by White, good. Dylan White's first bucket tonight. Toppers hitting the boards on that sequence, and the Toppers lead by 8, 12-4. Lancers with the ball, we're just underway in the second quarter. Here's Beeler, left corner. Back out front to Tate Snyder, around to Brett Edding. Edding to the right elbow. Gives the ball off to Leonard. He'll drive the baseline in for the layup, and he missed it. And a foul called on, I think, Matt DeLuca. Nope, not going to be Matt. It's going to be Kiefer Thacker. Thacker draws the foul, his first, team's fourth. Two free throws coming up for Jake Leonard. Lancers down 12-4. Free throw by Leonard is good. He has three on the night. That makes it a 12-5 ball game. Kiefer Thacker will leave the game. Dylan Perkins comes back in for the Toppers. And the next toss by Jake is no good. Ball on the floor, and Leonard gets a hand on it as the Lancers retain possession. Here's Snyder across to Eddings, wide open. Long three up, around and out, no good. Rebound by the Hilltoppers, Dylan Perkins. Out to Adam Pfaff. Here come the Toppers on the fly. Pfaff back out front to Perkins, 7-12 to go first half. Toppers lead by 7 and have the basketball. It's a 12-5 lead. Here's Pfaff around to Dylan Perkins. Perkins way out front along the perimeter. Across to Adam Pfaff, back out front to Matt DeLuca. Now being guarded by Dan Heeman. DeLuca down the lane, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 4 by the Hilltoppers. And the ball will go back to the Lancers. Beeler the trigger man gets the ball into Brett Eddings. And the Lancers trail by 7. Here's Leonard, a three ball from the left side. No good. DeLuca gets the rebound after doing a great job of blocking out. Gives it out to Adam Pfaff. Long pass to the left side. Into the corner to Perkins. Back out to DeLuca. Now Adam Pfaff on the right side of the key and a pushing foul called against the Lancers. first could be against Dan Heeman, I'm guessing. Yep, that's going to be Heeman's first, team fifth. Out of bounds for the Hilltoppers on their baseline. They'll post one man at each corner of the lane. For 6.5 to go first half. Here's DeLuca in the right corner. Back out to Pfaff. Back to the corner on the right side to Perkins. Back out to Pfaff. Back to Dylan Perkins. A little bit further out on the wing towards midcourt. Back to Pfaff. He drives down to the baseline, gets cut off, and the bounce pass is kicked away by the Lancers. That's a violation. And it'll be Hilltopper basketball. A 12-5 lead for the Toppers. They will inbound on their baseline. Dylan Perkins, the trigger man, into DeLuca. Back to Adam Pfaff. Bounce pass back to Perkins. Dylan for three. Overshot everything. Picked up on the other side by Eddings. And a long outlet pass to Jake Leonard going in for the layup, and he missed it. And the rebound by Adam Pfaff of the Toppers. Here come the Toppers the other direction. Backdoor pass to Dylan White, and it's knocked out of bounds by Lincoln Wood. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hillsboro 12, Lincoln Wood 5. Hillsboro to get the ball on the baseline down towards the left corner. You look straight on at the basket. And the trigger man will be Ian Calvert. Calvert looking. Still looking. Back out front to Adam Pfaff. Adam to the free throw line. Bounce pass baseline. White, the jumper is no good. Rebound by Dan Heeman, and DeLuca's over the back. And Matt DeLuca gets his second personal foul, sixth team foul, and Joe Banzo might go to the bench. Looks like Curtis Clark is back in for Matt DeLuca for the Hilltoppers. So the big guys on both sides have two fouls. That's Matt DeLuca for Hillsboro and Cameron Snyder for Lincolnwood. And Cameron is back into the lineup for Lincolnwood, replacing Jeffrey Beeler. Lancers trail by 7, 12-5. 5:45 to go, first half. Leonard, the give and go on the high-low, down to Cameron Snyder. His shot blocked from behind by Dylan White. Good job by Dylan just to reach over and just knock that shot away. Keeper Sacker back in. White will lead for the Toppers. And Tate Snyder will be the trigger man for the inbound play for the Lancers. They'll post a man at each corner of the lane. Into Eddings in the right corner. Fred Eddings drives the baseline, stops, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Heeman the rebound. Dan goes up, missed the shot, rebound pulled down by Calvert, and he's called for traveling. He was kind of off balance, and there was a little contact in there. And Ian lost his footing, he's called for steps. So the ball will go back to the Lancers on the baseline. Snyder the trigger man. Into Eddings, a fadeaway three, no good. And over the back is Dan Heeman. For Lincolnwood, his second personal foul, sixth team foul, out of bounds one more time for the Hilltoppers before the bonus kicks in. 5.5 to go in the first half. Toppers 12, Lincolnwood 5. Not much scoring thus far in this ballgame. But we've had a flurry of action. There's Adam Pfaff losing the basketball out of bounds as Tate Snyder forced that turnover against the Toppers. Nick Brockmeyer is in. He's going to replace Dan Heeman for Lincolnwood. Here comes Evan Malloy back in for the Toppers. He's going to replace Adam Pfaff. 5:20 to go, first half. Toppers leading 12-5. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Eddings into the front court. This has turned out to be a real slugfest tonight. And I mean that in a good way. Here's Leonard down the lane. Off to Brockmeyer. Nick plays it up. No good. Gets his rebound. The fadeaway shot is no good. Tipped by Cameron Snyder. What a great move by Cam. Wow. All in one motion, tipped it up and in. And that cuts the Hilltopper lead to 5 at 12-7. Toppers with the basketball. 4:50 to go in the first half. Out front, even Ian Calvert. Running the risk of a 5-second count. Finally puts it on the floor. Now he's going to pull it up. The shot, in and out, no good. Snyder the rebound for the Lancers. Out to Tate Snyder, their brother. Tate's the freshman, Cameron the senior. Here's Brett Eddings into the front court. Into the right corner to Tate Snyder. Tate brings it back out front. And pass intercepted by Kiefer Thacker of the Toppers. A layup is good. Thacker with 5 points tonight. That makes it 14-7. The Toppers have doubled up the Lancers. 4:14 to go. First half, Lancers with the ball. Here's Eddings out front. Out to Jake Leonard. Leonard off to Nick Brockmeyer. Back out to Leonard. Drives down the lane with the left hand. Lays it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Curtis Clark for the Toppers. To Calvert. Ian down the left edge of the lane. Towards the corner. Dumps the ball back out to Thacker. Kiefer along the wing, back to Calvert, back out front to Perkins, around to the right side to Malloy. Evans fires it back out to Ian Calvert. Toppers with a 14-7 lead, 3:40 to go, first half. And now a trip called against Cameron Snyder. That is going to be his third personal foul, seventh team foul, and Snyder will leave the ball game. And Sergeant Ristic will be back in. Here comes Clayton Clark off the bench for the Lancers. He's a 6-foot senior. Clayton's going to replace Tate Snyder, so the Snyder boys head to the bench for the Lancers. Meanwhile, keeper Thacker at the line to shoot the 1-1. Toppers with a 14-7 lead. And keeper puts it up and in. Nothing but net that time. 6 points for Thacker. And a 15-7 lead for the Toppers. And the next toss on the way. Good. 7 points for keeper Thacker in the 16-7 lead and timeout on the floor. 3:39 to go in the first half of play here at Lincolnwood. It's Hillsboro 16, Lincolnwood 7. Back with more basketball in just a moment.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, dump truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen. Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie. Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geocomfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geocomfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geocomfort system. Live comfortably.
Madison Communications has big reasons for you to be jolly. Now through December 21st, add or upgrade Madison high-speed internet service and get 2 months free, or pay your current plan pricing for your upgrade service. Plus, receive free installation and free equipment. Now's the time to add Madison's new 10 Mbps high-speed service. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Lincolnwood High School. We have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports, and you'll find podcasts of our games from tonight, tomorrow, on our website at WSMIRadio.com. And we've got Illini basketball tomorrow night as the Illini play host to Oakland. 6:30 pregame coverage right here on FM 106. Lancers inbound the basketball against the press. Sergeant Ristic has his pass deflected away. Kept in play by the Lancers as they bring it into the front court. Here's Ristic with the ball out front. On the dribble, lost it near midcourt. Now he gives it off to Jake Leonard. Leonard out front, back to Sergeant. Ristic with the 15-footer, no good. The rebound pulled down by Curtis Clark. Stripped away by Clayton Clark of Lincolnwood. He'll just throw the ball out front. Eddings running for it. Dylan White running for it, and it's off of Brett Eddings' knee out of bounds, and the Toppers will get the ball. So good hustle in there by Dylan White of the Hilltoppers. 16-7, Toppers with the lead, with the ball, 3:05 to go, first half. Here's Calvert at the top of the key for the Hilltoppers. Right side of the key, and now a timeout call by Hilltopper coach Joe Vanzo. 2:57 remaining in the first half. Hillsboro 16, Lincolnwood 7. Back with more from Lincolnwood High School in just a moment.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Hana, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare a price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
It's been a low-scoring affair, and Hillsboro has a 16-7 edge. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Toppers will inbound the basketball as play resumes. There's Ian Calvert out near midcourt. In the front court, couple of dribbles. Gets the ball off to Curtis Clark. Back door to Malloy. Layup by Evan. No good. Put back by Perkins. Good. Dylan Perkins with 5 points. 18-7. The Topper lead is now 11. Lancers push it up. Clayton Clark for three. Overshot everything. Ristic gets the ball on the weak side. Gives it off to Brett Eddings in the left corner. Brett fires it back out to Clark around to Surgeon Ristic. He'll drive down the lane. Goes in for the layup, but he took an extra step. You can do that in the NBA, but you can't do it in high school. And the ball will go back to the Hilltoppers. Ristic is out. And who else is out? Clayton Clark, Tate Snyder, and Jeffrey Beeler back in for the Lancers. 2:27 to go in the first half of play. Toppers with an 18-7 lead and the basketball. Calvert into the front court. On the right sideline. Still on the dribble to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Evan Malloy. Down low to Thacker. Knocked away. Picked up by Malloy. Evan had it stripped away. Still a big scramble for it now. And they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Lancers. So that ends up being the seventh turnover of the night for the Hilltoppers. Here comes Dylan White back in for the Toppers as Dylan Perkins is out. Some situational substitution for Coach Joe Vanzo. 2:06 to go, first half. Toppers with an 18-7 lead. That's right. We're counting down the last couple minutes in the first half. Here's Eddings, a three for Lincolnwood. Good! Brett Eddings gets his first bucket of the night. That makes it an 18-10 ball game. Toppers with the lead and the ball. 1:50 to go. Down low to Dylan White, and he is fouled by Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler will get his first, team's eighth. 1-1 now for the Hilltoppers, Dylan White. Dylan with a couple of points tonight. We'll have more high school basketball for you coming up Friday night here on FM 106. Free throw by Dylan White is in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down I'm Brett Eddings. For our broadcast schedule, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. You'll find all sorts of neat stuff there. Here's Nick Brockmeyer out front. His pass deflected away by keeper Thacker. Keeper in for the layup, and he got it. Plus one. The basket will count, and the foul is on Jake Leonard. Jake's first, team's ninth. Count the basket by Thacker. He now has 9 points. That makes it a 20-10 lead for the Hilltoppers. Mark Galback is off the bench, a 5'10 junior for Lincolnwood. So Mark comes in, replaces Nick Brockmeyer, and the ball knocked out of bounds and a foul called against the Hilltoppers. Curtis Clark, his first, team seventh. And now Mark Galback, who just got in the game seconds ago, will step up to the charity stripe and shoot the 1-1. Galback lines it up, puts up the free throw, no good, and the rebound by Curtis Clark for the Toppers. 90 seconds to go, first half. Here's Calvert, top of the key to Clark. Left side to Adam Pfaff. Back across, here's a three from Calvert, no good. Rebound by Galback. Gives it out to Edding. 80 seconds to go, first half. Toppers with a 10-point lead. Lincolnwood with the ball. Leonard spins into the lane, and a blocking foul against the Hilltoppers in the lane. And this one's going to be against keeper Thacker, his second, team's eighth. So Jake Leonard at the line to shoot the one in bonus for Lincolnwood. So Pfaff is out, Evan Malloy back in. Keeper Thacker out, Dylan Perkins back in for the Toppers. Both coaches using a lot of their bench tonight. 73 seconds to go, first half. Leonard's free throw, no good. Rebound by Dylan Perkins of the Toppers, who lead 20-10. 70 seconds to go, first half. Here's Malloy. Back out front to Calvert. Clark at the top of the key, left side. Off to Dylan Perkins. Back out to Malloy in between the circles. Give off to Ian Calvert, way out near midcourt. Back to the left side of the key to Dylan Perkins. Dylan, one dribble, fires it back to Malloy. 50 seconds and counting here in the first half. Toppers with the ball and a 20-10 lead. Calvert forces the shot and got it. Ian gets his first bucket tonight, 22-10, and the Toppers lead by a dozen. 35 seconds to go, first half. Here's Beeler with the basketball. Out front to Jake Leonard. Jake right down the lane, goes in with the left-handed layup. No good, and the rebound pulled down by Curtis Clark. 22 seconds to go, first half. Toppers with a 12-point lead, and they'll run the clock and work for the last shot. Probably. Well, no, Perkins is going to try. No good with the shot from the free throw line. Rebound by Dylan White. He goes in, and is fouled by Mark Galback. Mark will get his first, team's 10th. This is an automatic two, since it was a shooting foul, and Dylan White at the line for the Hilltoppers with 11.1 seconds remaining here in the first half. Dylan White's free throw, nothing but net. He's got three tonight. And the Toppers lead 23-10. And looks like Adam Pfaff is back in for the Hilltoppers. Next toss, no good. And we got a foul coming out. Curtis Clark over the back is the call on the foul. That is Curtis' second for the Hilltoppers. As a team, they're ninth. And the 1-1 again for Mark Galback of Lincolnwood. So, leaving the game, Curtis Clark, and coming in, Joe Walsh, a 6-foot junior. 10 seconds to go, first half of play. A 23-10 lead for the Hilltoppers over the Lancers. Galback, the only one at the free throw line. His free throw is missed, and now we've got a violation as Mark came across the charity stripe before the ball had gotten to the rim. So, the ball will go back to the Hilltoppers with 10 seconds to go in the first half. On to Dylan Perkins. Out front to Walsh. Calvert back out front. Perkins a long NBA three. No good. And that's going to end the first half of play here at Lincolnwood. Your score after 16 minutes of play in this non-conference battle. It's Hillsboro 23, Lincolnwood 10. We'll be back with third quarter action right after these messages.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Henry Toad back at Lincolnwood High School, a 23-10 lead for Hillsborough as we get ready for the third quarter of play. Quick reminder for Lincolnwood fans that they're going to have a blackout the gym night with the Nokomis Redskins, as the Redskins will visit Lincolnwood here on Friday, January 7th. Both schools are selling T-shirts to be worn at the game for $10 each. Order forms are available at both high school offices, and the shirts must be ordered and paid for by December 17th. They will also be sold here at Lincolnwood home games before the 7th, and that night is the MTXE night where they award the MTXE committee, does their fundraising golf tournament, did their fundraising golf tournament in August. They'll be presenting checks to both athletic programs on that night. So it's blackout the gym night, black shirts, both schools, Nokomis and Lincolnwood. You can order them at the high school office, and please do so by the 17th of December. Well, it's Kiefer Thacker, Evan Malloy, Dylan Perkins, Matt DeLuca, and Ian Calvert, the starting five for the Toppers, as the Toppers will inbound the ball. Tate Snyder, along with Brett Eddings, Jake Leonard, Jeffrey Beeler, and Dan Heeman for Lincolnwood. Toppers going from our right to our left here in the second half of play. Here's Perkins with the basketball out on the right side. Back out front to Evan Malloy. Back to Perkins. Perkins gives back out to Calvert. Even a head fake down the lane, and he puts up the shot. No good. Gets his rebound. Puts it off the glass. Too hard. Rebound by Brett Eddings of Lincolnwood. Just underway in the third quarter. Lancers down 23-10. A very low scoring affair here tonight at Lincolnwood High School. Jake Leonard works off a pick. Comes across to Brett Eddings. Knocked away by Malloy. Evan in for the layup, but he's called for palming the basketball. So the team's trade turnovers, that is 12 for Lincolnwood, 8 for Hillsboro. Here comes Surgeon Rustic back in. Rustic replacing Jake Leonard for the Lancers. We are 35 seconds into the third quarter. Toppers leading 23-10. Lincolnwood with a basketball. Toppers in a man-to-man defense. There's Eddings to the corner to Rustic. Surgeon fires it back out front to Tate Snyder, around to Brett Eddings. Fakes the three. Back to Snyder. Tate open for the three ball. Around and out, no good. Beeler the rebound. Jeffrey at the edge of the lane goes back door to Heeman. Dan puts it on the floor, puts it up, missed it. Tipped out. DeLuca comes up with it for the Toppers. Toppers lead by a Baker's dozen and have the basketball. Here's Calvert. Across to Perkins, left side, along the sidelines to Evan Malloy. Malloy fires it back out to Matt DeLuca. Back out to Ian Calvert. Bounce pass to Perkins. Inside to DeLuca. Down on the low block. Matt turns, shoots, and missed it. Got the rebound, and he's fouled. Well, it's going to be Eddings or Heeman, one of the two. And Brett Eddings will get the foul for Lincoln Wood. That's going to be Brett's first, team's first. And two free throws coming up for Matt DeLuca of Hillsboro. Toppers in that first half, 4 of 8 from the charity strike. DeLuca has yet to shoot a free throw tonight. Toppers leading by 13 points here in the third quarter. Free throw up, free throw short. So the score remains, Toppers 23, Lancers 10. Score tomorrow morning for you, 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And the next toss from Matt DeLuca is on the money. He's got three. Toppers lead by 14 now, 24-10. Lincolnwood with the basketball. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Here's Brett Eddings, top of the key. Off to the right side to Ristic. And a blocking foul on Kiefer Thacker of the Toppers. And for Kiefer, that's going to be his third, team's first, out of bounds for the Lancers. Off the bench comes Dylan White. And Thacker will probably head to the bench. Yep. And Kiefer gets his third personal foul for the Hilltoppers. Eddings will inbound the basketball. Lancers down 24-10. And the bounce pass into the backcourt, retrieved by Surgeon Ristic. He brings it into the front court along the right sideline. Double teamed out front to Tate Snyder. Back to Brett Eddings at the top of the key. Eddings gives the ball off to Beeler. Left side to Snyder. Bounce pass in front. Intercepted by Dylan White for the Toppers in for the layup. And he missed it. And a foul on Surgeon Ristic of Lincolnwood. And for Surgeon, that's going to be his second personal foul, second team foul, and a two-shot foul for Dylan White of Hillsboro. Toppers leading 24-10. 6:13 to go, third period. And White's free throw is no good. Comes Jake Leonard and Cameron Snyder back in. Tate Snyder and Surgeon Ristic will leave the ball game for the Lancers. Meanwhile, Dylan White, 6'1 senior for the Hilltoppers, lines up his second free throw attempt. Illini basketball tomorrow night. Illinois hosts Oakland. 6:30 pregame right here on FM 106. Free throw by White is good. He has four tonight. That makes it a 25-10 lead for the Toppers. 6:08 to go, third quarter. Here's Beeler in the corner, back out front to Brett Eddings. Bounce pass to the left corner to Beeler. Jeffrey drives in the lane, pulls up. 10-footer is no good. Rebound by Ian Calvert. Calvert with a head of steam into the front court. Off to DeLuca. Matt to the right corner. Off to Malloy. Back to DeLuca. Top of the key, Calvert. In between the circles, Toppers reset. Here's Malloy. Right side looking down low for DeLuca. Hits him with the bounce pass. Matt, double team. Kicks it back out front. Perkins from straight on is no good. Ball loose in the lane, and Eddings comes up with it for the Lancers. Here comes Eddings down the lane, going in for the layup, and he gets it. Brett Eddings with 5 points tonight. 25-12. Toppers with the lead and the ball. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Off on the wing is Ian Calvert. He'll walk the ball back out front at the top of the key. Pounded out there by Jeffrey Beeler. Calvert lost his dribble now. Off to Perkins. A lob inside to Dylan White. Stolen away by Lincolnwood's Dan Heeman. Here come the Lancers back on the attack. Leonard with the basketball. Into the corner to Beeler. Back to Leonard. Jake, a head fake. Brings it back out front to Cameron Snyder. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Toppers leading 25-12. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Leonard into the lane. Pulls up, six-footer, no good. Tipped out, Leonard gets it. Jake fakes, goes up for the bucket, and he missed it. But he drew the foul, and he'll be at the line for a couple of free throws. And the foul that time is called on Ian Calvert. And for Ian, his first, team second for Hillsboro. At the charity stripe, Jake Leonard to shoot two for the Lancers. Points have been few and far between for the Lancers tonight. Jake's free throw good. He's got four on the evening. That makes it 25-13. And the Lancers cut the lead down to a dozen. Beeler is out, and Noah Krager is in, a 6'1 sophomore for Lincolnwood. And it looks like Curtis Clark is back in for Hillsboro. Next toss by Leonard is short. DeLuca, the rebound for the Toppers. His pass knocked away by Brett Eddings for the Lancers. Eddings steals, feeds off to Heeman, and he is fouled with the shot from the baseline. So Heeman will be at the line for two. After the Toppers turned it over, and Matt DeLuca got the foul. And that's for Matt. It's going to be his third, team's third. Heeman with a couple of free throws. And now a timeout on the floor. 4:38 to go in this third quarter. Hillsboro leading Lincolnwood 25-13. Back with more basketball in just a moment.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Tonight basketball tomorrow night. More boys basketball coming up for you on Friday night here on WSMI FM 106. And Friday night, we will have Tana at Litchfield, Pawnee at North Mac. Our coverage begins at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106, our first opportunity to see that North Mac Panther Ball Club this year on the radio. And Pawnee's head coach this year is the former Lincolnwood coach, Steve Vance. And T.J. Wilson coaching the North Mac Panthers. Of course, he had the job the last few years with Girard, and when Girard and Burden merged into North Mac, T.J. coaching the basketball team. Meanwhile, here in Lincolnwood, Dan Heeman of the Lancers will get two free throws. Lancers down by a dozen. Free throw is up, no good. And he'll get a second. Score remains Hillsboro 25, Lincolnwood 13. And the next toss by the 6'6 senior. No good. Rebound pulled down by Curtis Clark for the Hilltoppers. Out to Calvert. He enters quickly into the front court. Top of the key to Clark. Here's Dylan Perkins, left side, about a step behind the arc. Perkins back out front to Calvert. Out near the midcourt stripe. Back to the near side to Evan Malloy. Down on the low block to Clark. Reverse layup is no good, and he drew the foul. And Curtis will be at the charity stripe for two. The foul against the Lancers will go against Nick Brockmeyer, who just checked in moments ago. Nick's a 6'1 freshman. That is his second personal, third team foul. And at the charity strike, Curtis Clark to shoot two, and the first one is long. No good. So Brockmeyer out, and Jake Leonard back in for the Lancers. Score remains Hillsboro 25, Lincolnwood 13, 4:18 to go third quarter. And the 6'3 senior Curtis Clark, the second free throw attempt, good. Curtis has 3 points tonight, and the Toppers lead 26-13, so they've doubled up the Lancers again tonight. Here's Lincolnwood with the basketball. Eddings with it out front. Brett backs it out near the midcourt stripe. Along the right sidelines into Cameron Snyder. Cameron posts up, puts on off the glass and in. A terrific shot by Cameron Snyder, who had a hand in his face. 4 points for Cameron, 26-15. Toppers with the lead and the ball. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Out front to Dylan Perkins. Here's Calvert with it. Ian being hounded in there by Brett Eddings. Gets the ball off to Clark. Underneath to Dylan White. He fakes, drives in, puts it up. Missed it. The thing hung on the rim for a couple of seconds and fell off. Lancers get the rebound. Here's Leonard into the front court for Lincolnwood. Lancers down by 11. Here's Eddings. Near the top of the key with 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Toppers still in their man-to-man defense. Jake Leonard out front with the ball. Now to the right side of the key. Off to Noah Krager. Noah has the ball knocked away momentarily. Gets it back. Gives it off to Brett Eddings. Eddings drives to the corner. Off to Jake Leonard for three. Good! Jake Leonard hits the tray. He's got seven. And that makes it 26-18. Toppers with the lead in the ball. And 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Calvert with the basketball. Stuck outside. Now, bounce pass into Clark. Gives back to Calvert, but Ian couldn't get to the ball. Turnover number 11 by the Hilltoppers. comes Keeper Thacker back in. Dylan White out for Hillsboro. Jeffrey Beeler in for Lincolnwood. Noah Prager out for the Lancers. 26-18, an 8-point advantage for Hillsboro. Lincolnwood gets the ball back following the Hilltopper turnover. Here's Beeler. Back to Eddings. Works off the screen. Goes to the left side to Beeler in the corner. Jeffrey to the edge of the lane. Across it comes to Snyder. Cameron from the right elbow. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dylan Perkins for the Toppers. Out to Ian Calvert. 2.5 to play third quarter. Parks into the corner to Evan Malloy. Bounce pass out to Perkins. Now in the center jump circle. Here's Ian Calvert as the Toppers reset. Calvert to the left side. And now we've got a 3-second violation call against Dylan Perkins of Hillsboro. Turnover number 12 by the Toppers. 26 for Hillsboro, 18 for Lincolnwood. 2:21 to go third quarter. Lancers of Lincolnwood get the basketball back. Hope you're enjoying our basketball coverage tonight here on this Tuesday on FM 106. There's Brett Eddings with the ball for Lincolnwood. Bounce pass down to Snyder. He backs in, now fades away, puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound Dylan Perkins. Long pass into the front court to Malloy. Evans. From the left side, shovels it back out front to Calvert. Off to Curtis Clark, right side now. Free throw line extended to Perkins. He'll drive to the baseline. And now the ball knocked away. Toppers lose it. And turn it over for the 13th time tonight. Lancers with the basketball. 95 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Eddings out front to Beeler. Jeffrey gives it off to Jake Leonard. Leonard down into the left corner. Gets trapped, needs some help. Gives it off to Jeffrey Beeler. Now timeout call by the Lancers. 93 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Hillsboro 26, Lincolnwood 18. More basketball coming up here on FM 106.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield. Auto cleanup with a difference. Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. The Verdant Dairy Queen. Young's Roofing in Litchfield. Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair. Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield. And by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Back at Lincolnwood High School, an 8-point lead for the Hilltoppers, 26-18. Lincolnwood will inbound the ball on their own end of the floor right in front of their bench. Cameron Snyder will be the trigger man. Toppers come with pressure all over the floor. Snyder looks to the left corner in the front court to Jake Leonard. Jake drives in, puts up the shot, high off the backboard, no good. Beeler the rebound, out to Eddings. Brett open for the three ball, no good. Picked up off the floor by Dylan White of Hillsboro. 80 seconds to go, third quarter. And now Ian Calvert into the front court. As he got to midcourt, he picked up his dribble, took an extra step, and that's turnover number 14 by the Toppers. And the ball will go back to Lincolnwood with 77 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lancers down by 8, 26-18. Here's Heeman at the high post. Dan turns to his right, feeds to Snyder in the low block. Cameron puts it up. No good. Drew the foul. Fouls on Thacker, and that's four for Keeper Thacker. Fourth team foul for the Toppers, and Cameron Snyder at the line to shoot two. So Snyder will step up to the charity stripe for Lincolnwood. Lancers trailing 26-18. 1:08 remaining, third quarter. Cameron, the 6'3 senior, puts it up and in. 5 points for Cam. That makes it 26-19. That's the closest the Lancers have been for a while. Thacker will leave the game, and Dylan Perkins back in for Coach Joe Vanzo. And the Hilltoppers. Snyder could make this a 6-point ball game. Takes his time, lines it up, launches it, and it is good. Hits off the front of the rim and drops through. 26-20. Toppers by six. Toppers with the ball. Here's Malloy. Baseline jumper from 15, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Snyder. Out to Jake Leonard. Into the front court for the Lancers with a minute to play. Leonard takes the ball to the hole. Lays it up and in! 9 points for Leonard, and we got us a ball game. 26-22. The Topper lead has shrunk to four. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Malloy with the basketball. Out front to Dylan Perkins. They give it out to Ian Calvert. Calvert off to the right side to Perkins. Dylan drives the baseline. Now turns around, shoots. No good. Rebound by Dan Heeman of Lincolnwood. Lances could cut the lead to two. With a bucket here, or maybe a one-pointer. One-point game if they hit a tray. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Jake Leonard out front. Hillsboro 26, Lincolnwood 22. Lincolnwood with the ball. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Eddings with the basketball. Skip pass to Leonard. Wide open for the three. No good. Rebound Heeman. Dan puts it up and in. Heeman. 4 points tonight. It's a two-point game, and that's how the third quarter ends. After three quarters of play, the Lancers have sprung to life. It's Hillsboro 26, Lincolnwood 24. We're going to have a dandy fourth quarter. Come back and join us for it right after these messages.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the Lancers outscored the Hilltoppers 14-3 in that third quarter. In fact, the Hilltoppers did not have a field goal in that third quarter. They were 3 of 6 from the charity stripe. And the Lancers have made it a 2-point ball game after three quarters of play. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports, podcast of all of our games. WSMIRadio.com. And don't forget, we stream the broadcast of all of our high school sports on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. In fact, there's a lot of stuff you can find at WSMIRadio.com. Here we go. Fourth quarter, Lancers will inbound the basketball. Leonard, right side, spins in, puts it up, blocked away! Blocked away, but Heeman picks it up and ties the ball game! Dan Heeman with the bucket, ties this game at 26! Topper's back on the attack. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Here's Evan Malloy out front to Perkins. Across to Ian Calvert. Calvert with a basketball. Bounce pass off to Perkins. Left corner. Feeds it back out. Dylan White from the left elbow. No good. Rebound by Calvert and a foul underneath. This one's against Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood. And for Beeler, that's going to be his second. Team's fourth. Two free throws coming up for Ian Calvert of the Hilltoppers. 26-26 to score as we are into the early moments of the fourth quarter. And the free throw by Calvert is good, and Ian has given the Toppers the lead. 27-26, 3 points on the evening for Calvert. And the next toss for the 6'1 junior is on the way, and it is nothing but net. 4 points for Calvert, 28-26, Toppers by a deuce. 7.5 to go in the game, Lancers with the ball. Eddings around to Beeler, back to Brett Eddings. Eddings to the right side of the lane, down the lane, dumps it off to Heeman, open from 15, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Dylan White for the Hilltoppers. He'll bring it into the front court, and he'll give it off to Ian Calvert. Now DeLuca, a three ball up, no good. Rebound by Perkins, he lost it. Now a holding foul on Dylan Perkins as Jake Leonard took off with a basketball. And a holding foul on Perkins. And for Dylan, that'll be his first, team's fifth. out of bounds for the Lancers in the backcourt. Hillsboro leading by two, 28-26. 7 minutes to go in this ballgame. A non-conference battle tonight. Aaron Lincolnwood, Jake Leonard, double team. Drives along the baseline, tries to throw the ball out front to Cameron Steiner, but throws it right into the hands of Dylan White of Hillsboro. Here's White off to Perkins. Dylan drives, puts it up off the glass, no good. Eddings on the fly, gets the ball. Down the lane he goes for the layup, and he missed it. And the rebound by the Hilltoppers, Dylan White. A flurry of action from end to end, but no points for either team. Toppers lead by two, have the basketball, 6.5 to go in the game, and now a reach-in foul on Brett Eddings. Eddings will get his second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Toppers on the sideline. Sergeant Rustic comes off the bench for the Lancers. And he will replace whom? Looks like it'll be Jeffrey Beeler. Meanwhile, Dylan Perkins will inbound the basketball for the Hilltoppers along the near sideline. Comes out front to Ian Calvert. Hoppers have led the entire game where the game's been tied. Here's DeLuca driving in, puts it up and in. Matt DeLuca, nice move down low. He's got five. He's been on the bench a while for the foul trouble. And the Toppers back up by four now at 30-26. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. And a hand check foul out front against Devin Malloy. Malloy will get his third personal foul, the sixth team foul, out of bounds for the Lancers. As the Lancers battle back to tie the game up at 26. The Toppers have scored the last 4 points to take a 30-26 lead. Lancers will inbound the ball. Comes in and it's stolen. Stolen by Evan Malloy, who'll go in for the layup, and a foul on Brett Eddings. And Eddings will get his third personal foul. That is the 16th foul. And Evan Malloy will be at the charity stripe to shoot two. 30-26, Toppers with a 4-point lead. 6:07 to go in the ball game. And Evan Malloy, the 6-foot senior, could help out the Topper cause here with a couple of throws. First toss is up, and it is good. First point tonight for Evan. That makes it 31-26 of the Topper lead. Back up to Nicholsworth. Kate Snyder back in. Brett Eddings is out. Here comes Kiefer Thacker back in, replacing Dylan Perkins for the Hilltoppers. As Evan Malloy will try to give the Toppers a 6-point advantage. As Malloy lines it up from the charity stripe. The toss is no good. A rebound pulled down by Jake Leonard. And now a timeout called by the Lancers. 6:04 to go in this ballgame. Your score, Hillsboro 31. Lincolnwood 26. Back with more high school basketball right after this.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
6 minutes, 4 seconds to go in this ballgame, and it's a 5-point lead for Hillsboro, 31-26. This has been a very low-scoring affair tonight. 10-4, the Topper lead after one quarter. 23-10 at the half. 26-24 after three, the Toppers led. Now they lead 31-26. And the ball will be inbounded by Lincolnwood on the baseline. In the backcourt, comes into Tate Snyder. Toppers come with full-court pressure. There's Sergeant Rustic into the front court for the Lancers. He's the exchange student. Back out to Tate Snyder. Snyder gives it out to Leonard. Knocked away by Ian Calvert. Calvert in for the left, and he gets it. Even Ian Calvert with 6 points tonight. And the Toppers are back up by 7, 33-26. 5:40 to go in the game. Ristic with the ball out front for Lincolnwood. Off to Cameron Snyder. Cameron on the dribble out front. Drives down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Heeman. Dan goes up and scores and gets the bucket and draws the foul. Heeman will have 8 points. That'll make it a 33-28 ball game. A five-point game. And the foul that time, I think, is on Matt DeLuca. And that's going to be DeLuca's fourth personal foul. That's the team's seventh foul. So Dan Heeman with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for the Lancers. Lancers have cut the Topper lead down to five at 33-28. Ristic is out, and Jeffrey Beeler back in for Lincolnwood. And Dan Heeman, the 6'6 senior at the line. Puts it up, and no good. Rebound by Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood. Heading back to Leonard. Open for the three. No good. Rebound, Cameron Snyder. Cameron drives in. Double team. Puts up the shot. Blocked away. Jump ball. As he came back down with it, and the Toppers had their hand on it. Good call by the official Aaron Lane that time. That ends up being the Hilltoppers ball on the possession arrow. 33-28, Toppers lead by Nicholsworth and have the basketball. 5:08 to go in this battle here tonight. Here's keeper Thacker out to Ian Calvert. Back to Thacker, looking inside for DeLuca, comes back out to Calvert. Back to Thacker. Again, he looks inside, nobody open, fires it across to Evan Malloy on the left side. Back out front to Calvert near the top of the key. Back out near the center jump circle. Back to Malloy. Back to Calvert. Toppers have spread the floor a bit here. 4:40 and counting to go in the ball game. There's White deep in the left corner. Back out to Malloy. Bounce pass back out to Calvert. Ian gives it back out to Evan Malloy. Toppers leading by 5, 33-28 with 4.5 to go in the ball game. Toppers get the ball to the free throw line to Dylan White. Now down to Thacker. Keeper turns, shoots, cannot score. Ball tipped around. DeLuca grabs the rebound, fires it back into the back court, and it's over and back. And the Lancers will get the basketball. We'll be inbounded by Lincolnwood there at midcourt on the over and back violation. A five-point Topper lead. Lancers get it into Jake Leonard. Jake takes it right down the lane, puts it up and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Ian Calvert. For Hillsboro, Toppers lead by a Nicholsworth. Has the basketball with 4:05 to go in the ball game. Right side to keeper Thacker. Thacker. Looks for a cutter, nobody there. Back out front to Malloy. Top of the key, out to Calvert. Ian puts the ball on the floor once. Out to keeper Thacker. Keeper puts the ball on the floor, drives to the baseline, gets trapped, dumps it back out front to Calvert. Back around to DeLuca. Matt gives it back out to Malloy, and Evan had to go through his hands and into the backcourt. And another over and back violation by the Toppers. Turnover 16 by Hillsboro. 33-28, Hillsboro with the lead. Lincolnwood gets the ball back. 3:40 to go in this game. Here's Eddings with the basketball in the backcourt. Being hounded in there by Evan Malloy. Now into the front court. A long pass to Beeler to the left side. Back out front. Eddings going to pop the three. Ball short, and he's fouled by Evan Malloy. Malloy gets his fourth personal foul. That is the 18th foul, and Brett Eddings will be at the line to shoot three free throws for the Lancers. 33-28 is the Hilltopper lead. 3:28 to go in the ball game, and Brett Eddings of the Lancers has three free ones coming. Brett's free throw is up and good. He now has 6 points on the night. That makes it 33-29. Well, the Lancers cut the lead down to four as Eddings lines up his second free throw attempt. This one's nothing but net. 7 points for Brett. 33-30 as the Topper lead shrinks to three. Perkins is in and Dylan White out for the Toppers. And Brett Eddings will try to make this a two-point ball game with his third three free throw attempt of the set here. Lines it up, puts it up, and long rebound battled for. Who's got it? Calvert comes out with it for the Toppers. Quickly into the front court. Toppers lead by three and have the basketball. Perkins, left side of the key, out to Matt DeLuca. 3:17 to go in this ball game. Here's Malloy, right side outside the arc. Free throw line extended down to the corner. Underneath for Perkins. Dillon puts it up, no good. Loose on the floor. Dillon chases it down. Gets it back out to Ian Calvert, and the Toppers hold on to it. Calvert at the center jump circle. Now on the dribble, left side. He gives it off to Perkins. Dillon in for the layup, and he missed it. Rebound by Dan Heeman of the Lancers. Lancers could tie it with a three. 2:48 to go in the game. Here's Eddings with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. Lobs it to Jake Leonard. Jake drives into the baseline. Comes back out on the wing on the left side. Leonard still on the dribble. Now off to Cameron Snyder, left wing. Into the corner, Leonard for the three. For the tie, no good. Rebound by Calvert. Tied up by Beeler and a foul on Jeffrey. Beeler will get his third personal foul, seventh team foul. The Toppers are now in the bonus. So we'll have a 1-1 for Hillsboro. As Dylan White comes back in for the Toppers, he's going to replace Dylan Perkins. Meanwhile, Ian Calvert will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Toppers, who lead by 3 points, 33-30. Ian's a 6'1 junior. 6 points on the night for Ian. He's 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe. And the first toss on the front end of a 1-1 is nothing but net. Ian Calvert with 7 points makes it 34-30. The Topper lead is 4. Just under 2.5 to go in this game. And the next toss is a little long. Rebound Cameron Snyder for Lincolnwood. Lancers push it up the floor. Here's Eddings into the front court. Out near midcourt on the dribble. Now hits Dan Heeman at the high post. Dan pivoting around near the elbow. Gives it back out front to Jake Leonard. Leonard goes down the lane. Off to the corner. Back out to Eddings. Brett goes down the lane. Gives it to Snyder. Cameron for three is no good. The ball on the floor picked up by Kiefer Thacker for the Hilltoppers. 2 minutes to go in the game. Toppers lead by 4 and have the basketball. Thacker around to Evan Malloy. This big possession here for the Hilltoppers. Malloy off on the right side. Feeds underneath to Dylan White, and now we've got timeout call by the Hilltoppers. Coach Joe Vanzo called for the timeout. 1:46 to go in this ball game. Your score, Hillsboro 34, Lincolnwood 30. Back with more in just a moment.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our first broadcast from Southwestern tonight with the Purple Panthers of Litchfield and the Birds of Southwestern. This has been a wing-ding of a battle tonight between the Hilltoppers and the Lancers, a Montgomery County battle tonight. Hillsboro leading 34-30 with 106 seconds to go in the ball game. Toppers will get the ball on their own baseline. Trigger man will be Kiefer Thacker. Toppers post a man at each corner of the lane to set up the play. It'll be inbounded to the right side of the basket. Thacker looking. Bounce pass underneath DeLuca. Layup, good! Oh, they worked it to perfection. 7 points for Matt DeLuca. 36-30, Toppers by a half a dozen with 100 seconds to play. Here's Eddings, down to Heeman. Dan Heeman with the layup is good. Heeman with 10. 36-32. Toppers lead by 4, have the ball and a foul in the backcourt against Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood. That's his second, team's 8. 1:28 to go in the game. And the ball will be available to Ian Calvert for the 1-1. Calvert on the night, 7 points for the Toppers, who have a 4-point advantage, 36-32. And the free throw is up, and it is good. 8 points for Ian Calvert. Toppers lead 37-32. Toppers have not trailed in this game. They've been tied once. But they've never trailed any time tonight. Next toss by Calvert is right on the money. He's got nine. Toppers lead by six, 38-32. DeLuca is out. And Curtis Clark back in for Hillsboro. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Eddings into the front court to Jake Leonard. Leonard, cross court pass to Eddings. Brett forces the three ball. It's up, no good. Rebound Heeman. Dan puts it up, missed it. Down from behind by Curtis Clark of Hillsboro. Clark gets his third personal foul, the ninth team foul, and Dan Heeman will be at the line to shoot two for the Lancers. Clock down to a minute 14 to go in the ball game. Toppers holding on to a 6-point lead at 38-32, but Dan Heeman of Lincolnwood at the line to shoot two for the Lancers. First one is up, no good. Heeman now 0-4 from the charity stripe tonight. DeLuca's back in, and Curtis Clark out for the Toppers. Dan Heeman will line this one up for the Lancers. And this toss is right on the money. Dan Heeman with 11, 38-33. Toppers by a Nicholsworth with a minute 14 to go in the game. Calvert in the backcourt on the dribble. Pulls up, now he needs help. Now timeout called by Coach Joe Vanzo. 1 minute, 7 seconds remaining in this game, and there's timeout on the floor. Hillsboro 38, Lincolnwood 33. Back right after this.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
UJ's Corner Convenience Stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Doad back at Lincolnwood High School. High school basketball on a cold Tuesday evening across mid-Illinois. Here on WSMI FM 106. Hilltoppers will have the basketball at midcourt when they inbound. 67 seconds to play in the game. Toppers lead by five. And Thacker, the trigger man, keeper. It's to Luca, right? Near midcourt. Into the front court. A long bounce pass to Thacker. Underneath, Dylan White missed it. Dylan gets the rebound and he's fouled. And Dylan White will get a couple of free throws. And this foul called again, Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood, his fourth, team's ninth. Two charities coming up for Dylan White of Hillsboro. Dylan with 4 points on the night. And substitutions now. DeLuca out. Clark back in for Hillsboro. Beeler out. Tate Snyder in for Lincolnwood. 59 seconds to go in the game. Toppers lead by a Nicholsworth. And Dylan White at the line to shoot two. Free throw good. Dylan now with 5 points on the evening. That makes it 39-36. Here's Jake Leonard for three. Good! Jake Leonard hits one from the wing. He's got a dozen. And that cuts the Hilltopper lead to three at 39-36. And there's timeout on the floor. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's Hillsboro 39, Lincolnwood 36. Back with more after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
It's a 3-point advantage for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers over the Lincolnwood Lancers, 39-36 with 50 seconds to go in the ball game. And the ball will be inbounded on the Lincolnwood baseline by the Hilltoppers. Hoppers just want to get this thing in. Matt DeLuca, the trigger man. He runs the baseline. A bounce pass in to Kiefer Thacker, who's fouled immediately by Jake Leonard. Leonard gets his third, team's tenth. Two free throws now for Kiefer Thacker of the Toppers. Kiefer with 9 points on the evening. He is, looks like, 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe tonight. Toppers leading by 3. 49 seconds to go in the game. Thacker's free throw, short. On the first of 2, as the Lancers are over the, or at the 10-foul limit, so it's a double bonus for the Hilltoppers now. Eddings is back in. Beeler out for Lincolnwood. Kiefer Thacker's second toss is good. Kiefer now with 10 points on the evening. 40-36, Toppers by 4, Lancers with a basketball. 44 seconds to go in the game. Here's Tate Snyder, right side down to the corner. Baseline opens up, he drives, puts it up, no good, tip up, good by Cameron Snyder. Cameron with 8 points tonight. 40-38, a half minute to play and a foul called in the backcourt. So the Topper lead has been cut to 2, and a foul on Tate Snyder in the backcourt. Tate gets his first of the night. This will put Evan Malloy at the line to shoot 2 for the Hilltoppers with 29 seconds to go in the game. As the Lancers try to extend this thing out, Malloy's free throw is good. Malloy makes him pay. He's got 2 on the evening. That gives the Toppers a 3-point lead at 41-38. This is a big free throw. This would make it a 2-possession game for Lincolnwood. Malloy's free throw up. It is good. Evan with 3. Toppers lead by 4. 42-38. Half minute to play. Here's Jake Leonard for the Lancers, down in the left corner. Cuts back to the lane, out front to Tate Snyder, the 3-ball up. Good! I'll be darned! Tate Snyder with the 3! 42-41! And timeout called! I'll be darned! The freshman, Tate Snyder, hits the tray from the right side of the arc to cut the Topper lead to 1. 18 seconds to go in the game. And timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here. Hillsboro with a 42-41 lead. 18 seconds to go in this ball game. The Lancers have never led in the ball game. The game's been tied once, but the Toppers have led from the get-go. Their lead is 1. Toppers will have the ball in the backcourt. Following the timeout, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 here on Spotlight on Sports. And, of course, podcasts of our games will be up on the website tomorrow as well at WSMIRadio.com. Tom Williams producing our broadcast tonight. Thanks to Vern Pinkston and our friends here at Lincolnwood and to all of our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. Toppers will inbound on the baseline with 18 seconds to go and a 1-point lead. DeLuca will get the full use of the baseline if he wants to run the baseline on the inbounds play. Matt, looking in, gets it to Evan Malloy, who is fouled by Jeffrey Beeler. Clock down to 17 seconds. Beeler will foul out of the ball game. Or is that going to be his 4th? Check that. 1, 2, 3. It's only going to be his 4th. And that will put Evan Malloy at the line to shoot 2. 2 more big free throws for Evan. Toppers lead by 1. Free throw up. Free throw no good. So the best Evan can do is make it a 2-point lead. 17 seconds left in the game. Hillsboro with a 1-point advantage, 42-41. A 6-foot senior with a second free throw attempt for the Hilltoppers. Free throw up, free throw good. Evan with 4 points tonight, 43-41. Lancers get it in. Here's Eddings into the front court with 13 seconds. Eddings, top of the key, off to Leonard. Leonard off to the left side, down the lane, puts it off the glass, no good. Tipped by Snyder, no good. 5 seconds to go, DeLuca the rebound. And Matt DeLuca will be at the line for the Toppers to shoot two with 4.7 seconds to go in this contest. And the foul that time, I think, was on Brett Eddings. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. So Eddings is fouled out of the game with 4.7 seconds remaining. Matt DeLuca could put a little icing on the cake for the Hilltoppers here with a couple of free throws. The Toppers lead at 43-41. And Matt DeLuca tonight, 7 points on the evening, 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. 6'3 junior steps up to the free throw line. Now the Lancers finally send in a replacement. And that'll be Surgeon Ristic, a 5'8 junior. All the Hilltoppers are back on defense with the exception of DeLuca, who's shooting the free throw. Here we go. Matt DeLuca trying to give the Toppers a 3-point lead. Free throw up, free throw good! DeLuca with 8. Toppers lead by 3, 44-41. And Matt could seal the victory with a free throw here. 4.7 seconds to go in this game. Free throw up, free throw good! 9 for Matt DeLuca, 45-41. Ristic lines up for the 3. It's up good, but it won't matter. Toppers are going to win this one. 45-44 over the Lincolnwood Lancers. A 45-43, actually, the final, as his foot was on the line. And what a dandy we had tonight here at Lincolnwood High School as these two Montgomery County rivals went at it. And the Hilltoppers came away with a 2-point win, 45-43. We'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, we had a thriller tonight here at Lincolnwood. The Hilltoppers win it 45-43 over the Lancers as Matt DeLuca sunk a couple of free throws late in the contest with just under 5 seconds to go to seal the victory. Lancers came down and hit a bucket at the buzzer to make the final score 45-43 in favor of the Hilltoppers. Scoring-wise for Lincolnwood, 2 points from Surgeon Ristic, 7 points from Brett Eddings, 3 from Tate Snyder, 12 from Jake Leonard, 11 from Dan Heeman, 8 points from Cameron Snyder, quarters of 4, 16, 14, and 19. Lancers are 7-18 from the line, 7 of 18 from the charity stripe tonight, 15 turnovers in the game, and now the Lancers drop to 2-3 on the season. Hilltoppers with their second straight win, they're now 2-3 on the year. 4 points from Evan Malloy, he hit some big free throws late in the ball game. 9 points from Ian Calvert, 10 points from Kiefer Thacker, 5 points from Dylan White, 3 from Curtis Clark, 5 from Dylan Perkins, and 9 points from Matt DeLuca. Toppers made hay in that fourth quarter from the charity stripe. They were 13 of 18, finished the game 20 of 32. They had quarters of 10, 13, 3, and 19, and they had 15 turnovers in the ballgame as well. So what an exciting finish it was. Toppers win this one tonight, 45-43. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast tonight. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30. Podcast of these games available on our website tomorrow at WSMIRadio.com. Hope you enjoyed both our broadcasts tonight here on FM 106. Again, thanks to Tom Williams for producing the game tonight. The final from Lincolnwood, Hillsboro 45, Lincolnwood 43. I'm Terry Toke. So long from Lincolnwood.